Statistics show that in the U.S., 50% of all marriages will end in either divorce or separation.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Raw Matrimony Podcast. My name is Jason Watson.
And I'm Shatima Watson, and we are the founders of Raw Matrimony, where our mission is to cultivate real, active, and whole marriages centered in Christ. We are
saving our society one marriage at a time. Hey, thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of Raw Talk. This is Jason, and it's gonna be a little bit different this evening. You know, I'm by myself, so this episode of Raw Talk is actually more directed to the men. My beautiful wife, the queen, you know, she's at work right now, so I'm in the studio holding it down, and I got a message for the men this evening. You know, so just pray that you guys open up your minds, you know, just be receptive to the message I got to deliver. I'm not doing a sermon, but still, you know, it's a lesson, it's a message behind this. So this was something that was just on my heart today, you know, and I was really thinking about it, I guess. And it's more for the men, it's more for the men. So oftentimes as men, it's kind of hard. I just speak for myself, and I'm sure other men will be able to relate. I get down on myself. I kind of like necessarily don't get down on myself, but I feel as though, you know, I look at myself and I'm like, I kind of feel just a strong burden, and I'm gonna say burden in a good way. And I guess a burden necessarily isn't all the time necessarily a good thing, but it's more of a, I'm going to say it's a burden, you know, and it's a burden to do things right. You know, it's a burden to stand up and be a man. And oftentimes it could become kind of worrisome after a while. You know, we just got to do everything right. You know, we need to stand up. We have to go to work and provide for our families, take care of our families, things of that nature, you know, and be the heads and leaders of our household. And we feel like we just got to get it right all the time, you know, because that's what's expected of us. We're expected to perform on the job, you know, to the greatest of our abilities, which is not a bad thing. We're expected to perform at home for our wives, you know, to be protectors and providers. We're expected to be, you know, that for our children. But what about us? You know, what about us? You know, we get tired sometimes. And also, you know, just speaking from the heart, I get down on myself sometimes. You know, I'm like, I'm just expected to be perfect and to be this all the time. And, you know, it's kind of exhausting sometimes, to be honest. So I just wanted to just take a look. Just give us some encouragement as men. You know, like I said, this episode is specifically for the men. So no women allowed, even though you might want to listen in so you can have some insight on what your man might be going through, you know, because oftentimes as men, it's kind of hard for us to just open up and share our feelings. You know, women, y'all are good with that. Y'all are good with that. You guys sit down and talk about, you don't even have to necessarily know the woman to be able to open up to her and, you know, share your feelings. And, you know, man, we really don't tend to do all that. You know, we got feelings, of course, but they tend to be, and it's not even that we try to hide it. It's just that God made us to not be in our feelings, or not to live in our feelings, not to dwell in our feelings. You know, we act outside of our feelings oftentimes. So it's not that we're out of touch with our feelings. We may just not know how to express them. You know, and that's how God made us. I do believe that as men, as we mature and get older, you know, we're able to express our feelings more. But, you know, it's still something that we got to work at, you know. But, I mean, at the end of the day, that it is what it is. So, you know, when I was talking about or thinking about men doing research, and, you know, I believe that as godly men and as Christian men, we all want to be a man after God's own heart. So as we may have all known, some of us might not know, but David, you know, God called David a man after his own heart. Right here in Acts 13, verse number 22, And I'm like, man, so if God called David a man after his own heart, I'm like, so I know he could say the same thing about me, because, you know, David, he wasn't necessarily an upstanding character. You know, David, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he even had got her pregnant and then sent her husband out to the front line to be killed after, you know, he came back and he went and sleep with his wife. And it's just a long story. You guys read up on it. But anyway, I mean, we know about the life of David. We know the things that David did. But even still, you know, God called David a man after his own heart. So I just wanted to touch on that briefly, because if God called David a man after his own heart, he could call us a man after his own heart as well. And I know that oftentimes that's what we want. You know, we really want to please God, but I guess it could be our physical selves and the things that we get, you know, we get caught up in stuff. We may get tied up, you know, we may fall into temptation, may stumble, or we, you know what I'm saying? We may not do necessarily always do the right thing, but I'm here to tell you guys right now and to reassure you that even if you don't do the right thing all the time, God, he can still call you a man after his own heart. And I'm just going, you know, get into a little study on David. And it'll help us out too, you know, because when I look at this inspiration for me, because I'm like, I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect, but God, he'll still call me a man after his own heart at the end of the day, you know, and that's what I want. You know, I want to be a man after God's own heart. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, that you want to be after a man after God's own heart as well. So I'm going to help y'all as I help myself, and I'm just going to keep it real. So one of the reasons that David was considered a man after God's own heart, and it said it in Acts 13, number 22, and it said, I'll just go ahead and read it real quick. Acts number 13, verse 22, and it reads, after removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. And that speaks volumes. So God, he knows everything. So he knew what was to come in David's future, and the stumbling blocks and the faults and the mishaps that David will come through. But he said that David was considered a man after his own heart because he will do everything that he wanted him to do. So that's major. That's major. So even though David has his faults, God said he's a man after his own heart because he will do everything that I want him to do. So that speaks volumes to us, guys. That speaks volume to us. David, he had a deep desire to follow God and would do anything that God wanted him to do. He had absolute faith in God, and he was fully aware of God's control in his life and believed that God would deliver him from danger. So it's interesting, because we see the twofold nature of the relationship. It wasn't just God saying this or doing this. It was a lot of contingent on David's actions, you know, because God said that pretty much David, he was a man of faith, and it was David's faith that allowed God to have that interaction and that relationship with David, you know, which speaks a lot. That speaks a lot to me, because it says that, you know, even though I may stumble and I'm not perfect and I mess up sometimes, I'm not going to lie, honestly. And I'm going to just be, you know, be transparent to you guys. For a period of time in my life, there was some things that I was doing that I know it wasn't right. You know, I fell into adultery, just different things, you know, different things I used to play around with. I used to be out there, you know, just living a adulterous, fornicating lifestyle, you know, drinking and partying and different things of that nature, you know, and I knew those things wasn't right. So I'm like, God, and I know that it's definitely a trap from the enemy to try to get me to doubt myself and doubt what I have and who I am in Christ now, you know, because oftentimes I kind of get down on myself because I'm like, man, you know, I used to do those things. And oftentimes it's hard to forgive yourself. You know, we kind of move on sometimes, but it's hard for us to forgive ourselves for the things that we've done in the past, you know. And also too, because it has long-standing circumstances and consequences. That's exactly what it is. And our decisions have consequences that we have to deal with long after the decisions are made, you know, which also that brings guilt as well. You know, of course we did it, we did the actions, you know, but still, you know, so I'm like, through those things, I'm like, man, how could I ever really live up to God's expectations for my life? You know, I'm like, I messed up, I've done these things, and I feel bad, and I oftentimes have to encourage myself, and you know, just tell myself, hey, you did these things, but that doesn't make you who you are. You know, you're a man after God's own heart. Just like David was, you know, when God said that David, you know, was a man after his own heart, because he would do anything that God wanted him to do, and that's me, and that's you too. So you don't necessarily have to get down on yourself because of what you've done. And I'm going to go through this too, and also I'm going to tell you what else David did. It said that David, he was repentant. So he didn't just acknowledge the sin. He didn't just ask for forgiveness, but he turned away from it. You know, so if we all going to do stuff. We all going to stumble. Well, that doesn't make us you know, God doesn't require for us to be perfect, but he requires for us to repent and be repentant, which means to be sorry and to turn away from your actions. So that doesn't mean that, oh well, you know, God knows my heart, so I'm going to continue to live in this. No, he does. Of course he does know your heart, but if you really desire to be a man after God's own heart, we have to turn away from those ways that we got and the things that we're doing. And that's true repentance, when you turn away from it. And you, I'm not going to say it won't be tempting. It might be tempting. It definitely might be. But if that's an area that you may struggle with, you definitely need to get some help, because you don't want to continue to go down that same path. You know, we're trying to be men after God's own heart. So we need to turn away from that stuff. Ask for forgiveness and turn a new leaf over and, you know, start living right. You know, just like David did. We're trying to be men after God's own heart, right? So also David, he thanked God for everything. When you read through the Psalms, you see David, he had a loving relationship with God, and he knew that God was the reason behind everything. He never boasted in himself, you know, and that's amazing, you know, because oftentimes as men, I'm not even gonna lie, I'll just be, you know, straight up. Within myself, I know that I couldn't be where I am today, and I couldn't accomplish anything that I have done or anything that I plan on doing in the future without God's help. You know, on a daily basis, I recognize and realize how much I need God. And I'm sure many of you do as well, because if you think about it, you're like, even as far as the patients, maybe dealing with certain circumstances or even certain people, you know that it's only by God's grace and God's favor, God's direction, which is why you are able to do the things you do on a daily basis. And even if you don't acknowledge God, just take the time out to think about it. You know, think about it, because if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. And you know, and that's something, that's another thing right there that God attributed that to David, you know, that he gave thanks to God for everything that he did and everything that he had. Let's see. So these are a few characteristics for being a man after God's own heart. I'm going to go through these and then I'll, you know, follow up, try to close it up. This is not going to be nothing long, because I know as a man myself, I don't necessarily like to listen to no long drawn out. You know, I like it to be short, sweet, and to the point. So I'm going to make this short, sweet, and to the point for you guys. And, you know, the queen's not here, so just holding it down by myself. So this is going to be a little different. So to be a man after God's own heart, we need humility. We need respect. We need to trust God. We need to be devoted. We need to be obedient, and we need to be dependent. Repentant. Humility, respectful, trusting, devoted, obedient, and repentant. And really, you know, in closing, I don't know, God, he kind of put this on my heart, and I was excited about doing it early. I was very energetic, motivated, you know, and I'm like, no, I gotta put this out because I know somebody needs to hear it. I don't know if it's just for myself, but I know somebody needs to hear it. Man, I'm talking to you. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, and you may have messed up. You know, that's okay. That's okay to mess up because we all mess up. Look, David messed up, and God still called him a man after his own heart. So what is that saying? What is that telling you? You know, that should tell you that it's hope. It's hope still. You know, no matter what you've done, you know, God, he's still there. He'll forgive you, but you got to go through these necessary steps. You know, or you got to ask for forgiveness. You have to be obedient. You have to be devoted. You have to have faith. You have to trust God. You have to respect God. First, and also we have to humble ourselves. You know, that's something God, he made us with a lot of pride. You know, we're prideful men, but no. Pride can lead to destruction. You know, we need to humble ourselves and have humility before God. You know, and there's somebody out there that's messed up and they feel like, man, I messed up and, you know, I'm not good enough anymore, or I can't do it. I'm here to tell you, brother, you can. You can. And if you know, read through the story of David, read through Acts, you know, and let it be an inspiring point for you, because even though you messed up, you're not a failure. You know, no matter what the enemy's trying to tell you, you're not a failure. You're not a loser. You're not, whatever your actions are, that's not who you are. You know, you may have fell into temptation. You may have did some things that you know you weren't supposed to do, but repent. You know, repent and turn away from it. Ask God for forgiveness. Or if you hurt somebody or did something wrong to somebody, ask them for forgiveness. And, you know, turn away from those actions and show them that you are not that man. You know, you're a better man. The lifestyle that you may have been living, or, you know, the things that you may have been doing, that's not who you are. You know, you may have made those wrong choices, those wrong decisions, but that's not who you are. Don't let that define the person that you are. That's not your character. That's not who God made you to be. And you need to turn around and walk in the life that God has for you. Turn around and be that man of God, the man after God's own heart that he's called you to be. Brother, we standing together, you know, because I'm not, I fall, you know, I'm tempted just like you are. You know, I'm nobody's perfect. Nobody's immune. No man on this earth is immune from the temptations or the things that you may have to deal with. But we need to make a conscious effort and conscious decision within ourselves that is not the life that we're going to live. God created us to be men after his own heart, you know, men that exhibit his character. And that's the lifestyle that we're going to live. And you need to make, we all need to make that stand within ourselves that's what we're going to do. You know, our kids are depending on it, our generation are depending on it, our lives are depending on it, you know. So that's the stand that we need to take, that we're going to be men after God's own heart. Man, I don't really have too much else, you know, just brothers, I'm praying for you guys. You know, we got to stand. We got to make this happen. You know, this raw matrimony thing that we got going on, it's not just about us. It's not just about me and Shatima, you know, trying to look like we're better than anybody else, or trying to, you know, make it seem like we got it going. We don't have it all going on. You know, we went through some stuff, you know, and we're at a better place now, but it still gets better. It can still get better, you know. And we're just here to help everybody. You know, we just that's our main goal. We got loving hearts, and we're just here to help people. You know, help these marriages stay together, because the marriage is the future, man. And it makes a difference. You know, when your kids see a loving marriage, trust me, it makes a difference in their life. You know, and that's what we could give them, that solid foundation. You know, the saying that hurt people come from hurt homes, that's true. You know, let's give our children these loving households. You know, let's raise them up and show them mom and dad loving on each other, you know, in a godly household. Show them how it's supposed to be. You know, a man loving his wife, a wife loving her husband, you know, kids growing up in a house full of love. You know, let's break these generational curses in the name of Jesus. and it will be done. It will be done. It's not an option. It will be done in the name of Jesus. We will break these generational curses. Whatever curse has been going on in the future, wherever it was going on from this grandfather, great, I declare right now that the general curse will be broken, and it will stop with you, brother, because you will be a man after God's own heart in the name of Jesus. Listen to the steps. Take heed to the message. Do not fall. Do not be destroyed. Do not lead your family to destruction for the sake of not being obedient to the message. Anyway, I don't have too much else. This is Jason. I'm signing out, brothers. I'm praying for you. So, you know, listen to the podcast. Like, subscribe, comment. Brothers, we here. We got to stand together, brothers. I love y'all.